That was your favorite place from Noble Oaks, When It Finds You. Now I'd like to shift gears to the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play at this time. Two games were on tap for April 27th. The host Eugene Emeralds shellacked the Hillsborough Hawks 9-1 at PK Park in an all-Oregon matchup, and the visitors Everett Aqua Sox edged the Tri-City Dust Devils 2-1 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington in an all-Washington matchup. A doubleheader for the Spokane Indians at Vancouver Canadiens in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey were rained out for both games. On April 28th, Tri-City bested Everett 8-5 and Hillsborough defeated Eugene 7-5 in 10 innings, while another doubleheader between Spokane and Vancouver were rained out once again. There were two venue changes on April 30th. Eugene tripled up the host Spokane 3-1 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. The visitors, Vancouver, exorcised Tri-City 10-4 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. And Hillsborough doubled up the host Everett 6-3 at Funko Field in Everett, Washington. On May 1st, Vancouver blanked Tri-City 5-0, Spokane bested Eugene 6-4, and Everett grounded Hillsborough 7-1. On May 2nd, Tri-City walked off Vancouver 3-2 with two runs in the bottom of ninth. Eugene thumped Spokane 7-2, and Hillsborough held off Everett 6-5. Three games are on tap today, with one game in progress. Currently, Everett is leading Hillsborough on top of ninth with two outs. So Hillsborough is down to their last out. Later on, Vancouver continues in Pasco against Tri-City at 6:35, and Eugene resumes in Spokane at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the first half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are first at 17-7. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are second at 14-6. The Hillsborough Hawks, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are third at 9-13. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, are fourth at 9-11. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, are 5th at 9-15. And the Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are last at 8-16. Let me just look if the Hillsborough-Everett game is now final. Let me just look, because there were two outs the last time I checked. The game has indeed ended. Everett just won 8-5.
In collaboration with the Nova Scotia Cooperative Council and supported by Desjardins, Cooperatives and Mutuals Canada is honored to host the annual CMC Congress June 11 to 13th at the Halifax Convention Center in Nova Scotia. Under this year's theme of Navigating Change Together, join us for thought-provoking plenaries and participate in interactive workshops and breakout sessions. To learn more or register, please visit www.canada.coop now.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very polarizing issue for Surrey. the second largest and fastest growing city in British Columbia for over the last 6 years. The then mayor, Doug McCallum, pursued a Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke hasn't given up her fight to keep the Surrey RCMP. On October 13th, Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. The BC government responded on October 16th as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC Legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e. Bill C-36 2023, Police Amendment Act 2023, where a key change is municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed a third reading with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor General Austin approved the law on October 26th. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired last fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. Surrey launched its second petition on November 20th, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. 10 days later, on November 30th, Mike Sir, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, said he approved a provisional bus service in 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and Council the same day. On January 25, 2024, Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board's administrator, released the SPS 2024 budget in a press conference, which was submitted to Surrey City on November 30th, 2023. With the SPS having 215 officers deployed at the time, $141.5 million were requested, which is 42% of the policing funds available, at a total of $337 million for 180 officers, which would increase the total of SPS officers to 526, 67% of all Surrey police officers by the end of 2024, with Surrey's targeted number at 785. The SPS budget numbers were developed with Jessica McDonald, Strategic Implementation Advisor, and Deloitte, an independent accounting firm, assumed the Surrey RCMP will ramp down. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, during a press conference later on, said if Surrey doesn't agree, the Director of Police Services will make a decision based on submissions from the city and police. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke responded later on January 25th, as she claimed the suggestion that the transition would go forward without residents being forced to pay more is disingenuous and exposes lack of knowledge and due diligence by the BC NDP government, according to her press release on the Surrey City website. On February 3rd, Bob Mackin reported a deep look at Surrey's fight against the SPS on multiple outlets, where Surrey City Manager Rob Costanzo signed with Kirk & Co., a Vancouver agency, on November 22, 2023, where Kirk & Co. was contracted to be paid a minimum of $100,000 in Surrey's $500,000 campaign against the BC NDP and SPS. Between October 30th and December 15th, 2023, Surrey paid out $172,000, with just under $90,000 to Kirk & Co. and over $20,000 for Patterson Outdoor, among other things. Among the 19 people in Kirk & Co. is Mike McDonald, who is the ex-husband of Jessica McDonald, as the Chief Strategic Officer, the first and the last Chief of Staff for the BC Liberal Premier Christy Clark between 2011 and 2017. Jessica McDonald, on the other hand, was hired by Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, last summer on a 2-year contract totaling $500,000. On March 15th, according to the Vancouver Province and Sun's Susan Lazarok, the Surrey Police Union's lawyer, Sebastian Anderson, filed the SPS Surgeon Rick Stewart's affidavit in the BC Supreme Court, citing an SPU's group grievance from 2023 alleging bullying, discrimination, harassment, and intimidation by the Surrey RCMP members, where 14 SPS officers are involved, who were reassigned to administrative duties until the grievance was resolved, according to the SPB. In addition, Stewart's affidavit revealed SPU's 2022 occupational and safety complaint under the Canada Labour Code, citing multiple unsafe work conditions. SPS Inspectors Paul Bratch's January 2023 report, alleging bullying and harassment by Surrey RCMP members against SPS members. Toxic work environment has made it tough for the SPS to recruit, where 36 officers have quit. And SPU sent a letter in 2023 to Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, Harry Baines, the Labour Minister, asking the province to intervene. On March 26, according to the Courts of British Columbia, the BC Supreme Court Justice Kevin Liu rejected the SPU's application as an intervener in Surrey's legal challenge against the BC government directing Surrey to continue with the SPS, citing the SPU's application as an intervener will expand the case between Surrey City and the BC government and ordered SPU to pay court costs to Surrey. The decision was released one day later on March 27th when Vancouver Province and Sun's Susan Lazaro reported the SPU's rejection. On April 4th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, introduced further amendments to the BC Police Act to municipal police management, where local governments with municipal police forces can choose one representative each. Members of each local police board can elect chair and vice chair. Currently, the mayor of each municipality with their own police force is the chair, except Surrey, as Farnworth removed Brenda Locke last November due to allegations of her obstructing the Surrey Police Service. Also, the Police Complaint Commissioner can call public hearings during misconduct investigations to systemic reviews and lead investigations into police complaint causes, contributing factors as part of Bill 17. On April 19th, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke proposed a budget of 7% property tax increase, which did not factor in the costs for the Surrey Police transition. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, told reporters in the BC Legislature that Surrey actually approached the BC government in January, revealed the additional offer to be $100 million over 5 years, to the total of $250 million over the next decade, and the deadline at 4 p.m. However, Surrey rejected the offer shortly after 3 p.m., less than an hour to the deadline, according to a BC government press release, where Farnworth also responded that $150 million will be used to complete the transition. Three events occurred on April 22nd. The SPS tweeted out their updated employee numbers to 428, where a link also provided a breakdown, 367 officers and 61 civilian employees. Also on April 22nd, the Surrey City Council approved a 6% property tax increase, 1% increase in the roads and tax levy, on top of higher utility fees, where Mayor Brenda Locke and her Surrey Connect councillors voted for, with four other councillors against. Linda Annis of the Surrey First commented the tax increase is 10.5% overall, given a 3.5% bump in utilities a while back, according to Tom Zatarag of Surrey Now Leader. Furthermore, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke tweeted the following: certain fundings were not pursued due to the SPS spending over $22 million over its budget. Surrey's General Manager of Finance claimed no committed funding from the province has been received and repeated if Surrey continues with the SPS, it will cost at least a $500 million in the next decade. During the afternoon of April 23rd, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, announced the Surrey Police Service will become Surrey's police jurisdiction on November 29th, 2024. There will be no federal or provincial legislative changes required. RCMP and SPS officers will work under a collaborative agreement and will provide a notice to Surrey to end the Municipal Police Unit Agreement, i.e. Surrey RCMP. The SPS Chief Norm Lipinski, who mentioned 367 officers and 61 civilian employees within, said he will ramp up hiring. Dwayne McDonald, the RCMP Deputy Commissioner, acknowledged work between federal public ministry and provincial government, and the RCMP will provide assistance until the transition completes. where BCRCMP officers will be working with the SPS. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke fired back on April 23rd in a press release as she was skeptical of farmers' target date when the SPS will become Surrey's POJ on November 29, 2024, due to lack of details, and further pointed out that substantial plans have never been completed. On April 24th, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke followed up with a bombshell in another press release, claiming the Deloitte report commissioned by the BC government, which Surrey requested last year but only got in on April 24th, revealed the SPS will cost Surrey taxpayers a whopping $750 million over the next 10 years, far greater than Surrey's estimates of $464 million. The $750 million cost for the SPS is with 958 officers as POJ and with two-person vehicles, which will cost $45 million more than keeping the Surrey RCMP annually, according to Surrey's press release. Jas Johal of CKNW tweeted pictures of several pictures of the Deloitte report, which outlined three scenarios: A, keeping the Surrey RCMP; B, the SPS with 734 officers; and C, the SPS with 900 officers, with two-person vehicles. The SPS quickly responded on Twitter with its updated numbers of 367 sworn officers and 61 employees. A link of the tweet provided a detailed breakdown of 367 officers. Brenda Locke had a press conference during the afternoon of April 24th, where she blasted the BC government for lack of transparency on the SPS. However, according to Gordon Hoekstra of the Vancouver Sun, Locke's comparisons are not apples to apples, as she compared 734 officers with 900 SPS officers, as Deloitte used 900 for the SPS, as the province quoted the number as Surrey's authorized strength. 734 versus 734 SPS and Surrey RCMP was shown to be a $34.5 million gap, with the SPS being higher. The Surrey RCMP's authorized strength is now 843 as it works together with the SPS during the transition. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, dismissed the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke's comparison as disingenuous, as he claimed that one can't compare 734 versus 900 officers. Now, this week, the BC NDP government and Surrey squared off in the BC Supreme Court in Vancouver on Surrey's legal challenge against the BC government directing the city to continue with the SPS, presided by Justice Kevin Liu. The BC government, through its lawyer Trevor Bant, asked for several items to be sealed, while Surrey's lawyer Craig Dennis opposed the motion. Surrey argued the city, not the minister, gave authority to keep the RCMP. The minister, Mike Farnworth, looked at half the equation on restaffing the Surrey RCMP with 161 officers without seriously thinking about the impact of hiring 600 SPS officers, which may have similar or more serious impacts, according to Tom Zitarakup, Surrey Now leader. Also on April 29th, Gordon Hoekstra of the Vancouver Sun reported on a meeting between the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke with the city lawyer Peter German and BC Premier David Eby with his chief of staff Matt Smith on June 15th, 2023, where she voiced her concerns of Mike Farnworth as she alleged he was interrupting what Surrey was trying to do, the Surrey Police Board was disrespectful, and the SPS had walked out, according to court filings. Several developments occurred on April 30th. BC Supreme Court Justice Kevin Liu granted 3 of 6 seals on behalf of the BC government. SPS plans, operation on covert and undercover operations, specific RCMP and SPS staffing levels, and RCMP contingency plans, but refused to seal SPS facilities, equipment, human resource tactics to reduce vacancies, consultations with Indigenous bodies, and lastly, the SPU's affidavit alleging bullying, harassment, and public safety concerns involving the RCMP. According to Tom Zitarak of Surrey Now leader. Also on April 30th, Richard Zussman of Global News tweeted that the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke filed a complaint with the Office of the Police Complaint Commissioner. 2 days earlier, she alleged that 24 SPS vehicles withdrew their service to meet Mike Farnworth at Surrey's City Public Works Yard on April 24th. The Surrey Police Board and Union provided rebuttals of Locke's complaint. Hours after Zussman's suit on April 30th, SDSPB confirmed that SPS officers attended a meeting with Chief Lipinski and Minister Farnworth. But officers in attendance were available for calls on April 30th. While the SPS tweeted that the SPS covered for the RCMP in a meeting with the MPF, the RCMP union, on the morning of April 24th. The last development on April 30th was reported by Gordon Hoekstra of the Vancouver Sun, where he also reported on a 36-minute phone conversation between Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, with his Deputy Minister, Doug Scott, and the Surrey Mayor, Brenda Locke, with the City Manager, Vince Lalonde, also on June 15, 2023. After Locke's conversation with EB, where Locke told Farnworth there would be a plan after the Surrey City Council votes for it, but Farnworth asked for a detailed plan before the vote, yet Vince Lalonde seconded Locke. Then Doug Scott voiced his ministry's concern to Lalonde, as the SPS could collapse quickly, perhaps completely, and forces RCMP members from other parts of BC, helping out Surrey with wildfires raging. While Lalonde shared the same concern, he was worried about not being able to control the SPB's behavior, and the RCMP have a detailed plan, followed by Locke's lack of faith in the SPS. Farnworth countered he hasn't seen a detailed plan from the RCMP. His responsibility is different than Locke's, and implored her to hold off the vote until his and her staff agree on the details. Locke countered the SPS never had due diligence or proceed with a vote, as stopping it with Farnworth asking to ensure what he wants are in the details are extraordinary, as she can never guarantee that. So back on June 15, 2023, the Surrey City Council voted to keep the Surrey RCMP for the second time. According to Rob Shaw on the Orca on May 1st, Surrey sent their redacted plans to the BC government a few days later after June 15th, 2023, as the BC Premier, David Eby, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, and other top officials signed a non-disclosure agreement to see the Surrey's document. On May 2nd, according to Canadian Press, the BC government's lawyer, Trevor Band, told the BC Supreme Court Justice Kevin Liu that Surrey was provided a route to keep its RCMP, but the city didn't consider the risk of losing SPS officers who didn't want to join the RCMP, which thought about half of the SPS would join the national force, but 95% of SPS were against the idea. According to Tom Zitarog of Surrey Now Leader, Band said the following about Surrey's report, which described neither keeping the Surrey RCMP nor continuing the SPS were straightforward, but feasible. On the Surrey Mayor, Brenda Locke, challenging the constitutionality of Farnworth ordering the city to continue with the SPS, Bant claimed Surrey's argument opposes the law's meaning and scope. Furthermore, the Surrey Police Union filed additional documents on May 2nd on allegations of bullying, harassment, and discrimination by Surrey RCMP members, which Canadian Press and CBC reported on today. In a document dated January 2023 from SPS Inspector Bob Bratch, 50 incidents of harassment or disrespectful behavior by Surrey RCMP members were on SPS officer from a mixed race who came from the Toronto Police Service, was told by a Surrey RCMP or a Surrey City employee that they disliked Toronto due to a lot of blacks. One RCMP member had a keep the RCMP in Surrey. Okay. One Surrey RCMP member had a keep the Surrey one Surrey RCMP member had a keep the RCMP in Surrey flag and a Brenda Locke poster. Furthermore, three SPS officers have been barred from the Surrey RCMP, and an SPS officer who spent 20 years with the VPD requested to the RCMP management to ride in two-person cars after a Burnaby constable was killed on duty but was denied. The RCMP countered that there was a jurisdictional void in these allegations, and the MPF wrote a press statement today citing disappointment in the Surrey Police Union filing documents of bullying and harassment, also discrimination of Surrey RCMP members, which are part of the MPF, in the BC Supreme Court. The five-day hearing ends today. Thank you for listening to episode 16 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North.